Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
All right, here's the score. We're trapped here in Barovia, right? Because even though there ain't a drop of water around, it's like an ocean in here. These bloody mists surrounding us are like walls. And bloody is right, because our jailer? None other than Strahd von Zarevich himself. But don't go concerning yourself with that just yet, because if we don't kill him, things are going to get even more pear-shaped. You hear Cribbit calling out from where Hector is. Oh dear, there it is. All of you look around and you can see, you didn't realize it, but the tree blight's been moving this entire time and hasn't stopped. You can see Valakai. The tree blight steps over the boundary wall of Valakai. Kukunk, 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 kukunk. The tree blight is in Valakai. Both of you turn around outside of the bloody holes that you've made in the tree blight. You can see the blue water in. The tree blight is making a beeline for it.
Oh, fuck, dude.
They are not expecting this.
No one's expecting this.
The poison blights get up to the hole.
Oh, fuck.
You're in luck.
Yeah.
They can really only attack you one at a time.
Okay, that's good.
You cop it from behind, that's gonna be a hit.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
You take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
It's so funny. It's such a tiny amount of damage. And then you need to make a saving throw.
Oh, we're near each other
yes.
now.
Yes. You do get, what's the bonus again?
Five.
Okay.
Plus
okay.
five.
Baby
just barely makes it.
Oh, fuck.
Baby makes it. Baby literally gets what he needs.
I guess my heart is pumping so quick. The blood's just.
The vine blight is ensnared. The two needle blights attack Cribbit.
Uh oh.
What? A critical miss.
Yes.
And then Cribbit, the other one hits, dealing Cribbit 11 points of damage.
No.
Why fight when you can dance? I can dance if I want to. I can leave my friends behind.
Cribbit knows a lot of songs.
He knows every song.
Holy crap.
So who is currently having a heart attack?
Cribbit as well.
Me.
Wait, is Cribbit? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, Cribbit.
It's me.
You.
It's me and Cribbit.
No, guess who else?
Yenda.
Yenda.
Agogash.
I don't think Agogash counts anymore.
And
that might be it.
I don't think Agogash can have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Somewhere distantly, Agogash scratches his chest.
Yeah, well, that's weird.
The needle blight tries to fire, but its hand explodes before it leaves. The needle blight is stuck up against the tree blight.
That's
perfect,
awesome.
Perfect,
all right,
perfect.
That was the blights. Hector.
Okay, I will try.
You're only going to get one poisoned attack now because you can only interact once a turn.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. I will.
You're so close.
Yep. I will attack twice.
Well, the second attack's not going to do anything.
Not do anything? All right.
Yeah. It's not going to do anything.
In that case, then I will attack once with it poisoned and I will cast Booming Blade.
Oh, that's funny. You swing. You do minimum damage. The tree of light. begins falling.
Oh, fuck.
Now, highs or lows?
Highs, I'm saying.
Now, it's a much better chance because that's the direction it was sprinting, basically, that the tree blight's going to fall forwards. Mm. But there is a chance that it falls backwards. That's just a chance.
Yeah.
So are we, and I want a joint consensus here. Are we saying highs or lows?
We always tend to go highs because we always tend to.
And it's never steered us wrong before. Highs.
Highs? Now, I'm not going to help you at all. So are you going highs?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It falls forwards into the city square, missing the blue water in by mere not at all, hitting it partially.
The tree blight collapses as you, Hector, stuck in that tiny little cavity that you made, have clutched to your chest the heart of sap.
That's great for everybody involved here. I need to grab that, Pip, and Hector. No, I'm Hector. That, Pip, and Cribbit, and we need to leg it near a gate.
Go-gunk! Go-gunk!
Good, you've got the heart of sap.
Shut the fuck up, let's go. Let us go.
Pip, you and Cribbit take 8 points of damage.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Are you passing out?
Yeah, I think I can't be doing that well.
You're on 7 hit points.
Okay.
You start sprinting towards the exit. The town of Valakai had just fallen asleep for the night. Mm-hmm. There, you can hear, though, dong, 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 the bell being rung in alarm. Mm-hmm. You sprint straight past it, heading for the gates.
I'm going to lay on hands like 10 hit points for Pip as we're running.
All right. Pip, you take another 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh. And so does Cribbit. Yeah. Cribbit also takes 3.
How's Cribbit looking?
He's on 23.
Cribbit's soft.
He's alive.
Cribbit's still dancing.
Grunk! Grunk! You feel that shard of ice that felt like it slipped into your heart. It is becoming physical.
Try it.
It is knitting itself into existence. A jagged knife in your very center.
I'm going.
Grunk! Grunk! You take another 10 points of damage.
Uh-oh. I'm gone.
You're on 4 hit points.
How close are we to the...
The gates are closed currently for the night, as they always are. What's your plan?
Slam into them. Can I just climb over them? I got a climb speed.
Sure.
Okay.
You begin climbing. There are guards at the...
Give me Cribbit. Cribbit can climb too. Never mind.
I also got to get out of here, dude.
Yeah, he also has to leave.
Give me you then.
So yeah, well, we
Cribbit...
We just start scrambling.
Cribbit casts Og's Radiant Darts.
What does that
What's he doing?
He creates a bunch of daggers, magical daggers, in his hand. He creates a total of 9 of these darts. Mm-hmm. The darts can either deal damage or heal a little bit.
Hey, that's something.
That's cool.
Cribbit stabs himself twice with the darts. Cribbit recovers 8 hit points. Oh, great job,
that's
Cribbit.
That's good.
That's good.
Good stuff.
He throws 3 at you, Pip. Pip, you recover 9 hit points.
Okay. This is like so much healing.
Yeah.
You begin climbing up your side of the... You begin climbing up the inside of Valakai's walls. Hector...
Can I help Hector at all?
Well, there is a staircase. It's just a little bit further along. You could try, but it feels like it'd be slower.
Yeah,
right. I will sprint, I guess, up
there are
the
guards
stairs.
On the city gates who look like... There's a bit of a disarray because the tree blight just stepped over them. One of the guards looking at you as you climb up says, Are you allowed to be here?
No.
Gugunk.
And I'll basically fall off the other side.
You take 10 points of damage. No. I keep rolling so high.
Oh, fuck.
You're on 3 hit points.
Shit.
Cribbit's on 11.
Okay.
Both you and Cribbit get up your side and you throw yourselves off. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no, wait. Cribbit's a little bit delayed because he casts again Og's Radiant Darts. Cribbit creates 10. He creates 11 more darts. He stabs himself 5 times.
That's good.
Cribbit heals 6, 10, 7, oh no, 15 hit points.
That's good. That's great.
And then Cribbit throws 6 at you. You heal 7, 10. 14. Okay. 18 hit points back. You're on 21.
Okay.
Cribbit begins trying to climb. Hector, you and Cribbit are, because you had to take the extra detour, you're kind of in line with each other. So it was, Cribbit kind of made a quick mental judgment and he's like, we're going to keep taking damage anyway, so I might as well do this.
Yeah.
But Pip, you land outside Valakai's walls. The fall deals 6 points of damage.
Whatever, it's worth it in the long run.
G-gunk. You and Cribbit both take another 5 points of damage.
Oh, okay. God damn.
You're on 10 hit points. Cribbit's on 21. Cribbit and and you, Hector, are both standing on the city walls. Cribbit looks at you with wild eyes and says, jump!
I'm jumping.
Both of you land heavily on the other side of Valakai's walls. Both of you take 6 points of damage.
Just want to lay there. Are you stopped?
I give like, my heart's fine, yeah?
Yeah.
I give like a shaky thumbs up lying on the ground as well.
Look, I did not think that would come back to bite us so soon.
Immediately. Yeah.
How do we get rid of that one?
That was so cool!
Yeah, maybe I could put my hand over, maybe just touching like your like Pip's shoulder. Like,
yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, Cribbit
casts.
Yeah.
Cribbit casts cure wounds 3 times. He thinks he thinks the 3 of you have earned it.
Okay. Fair enough, Cribbit.
Okay.
This is a treat. We're spoiling ourselves.
Pip, you recover 21 hit points.
I suppose you could.
You're
say
on 25.
Yeah, I suppose we are, Cribbit. Yeah, that's sort of a little treat.
Hector, it feels like Cribbit's running out of steam by the time he gets to you. You recover 13 hit points. You're on 23 by my count.
I'll stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Help anyone that needs it to get up. Look at
one of the guards of Valakai looking down at you with quite obviously shock on his face. Says, "And stay out."
Look, there may be some further blights, little tree Pip. Can you fight? You need to fight them with frost and fire.
Want to hit them with frost and then fire, but probably they'll scatter because the tree's dead. But yes, just pay attention to it.
Yeah, they might like do they actually dock? Where do they like to go?
They might scurry into the basements and the dark places in town. I imagine they'll all flee.
Yes, try not to get hit by the poison ones. They look slightly more green.
Yeah, there's a lot to explain to you, fella. We've really got to go.
Yes, good luck.
Yeah.
The two guards look at each other and just kind of shrug.
Yeah.
How much damage will they do to the civilians?
I can't imagine that much. I think that they'll probably, it's a hierarchy with blights. Maybe I'm saying this as we're moving away.
Sure.
It's a hierarchy with blights, and that was basically the king. So with that dead, all of the rest of them will just scatter to the four winds.
I think I saw in
I might
during
attack
the
some
fight,
people, but
when the druids were it sort of stops the others.
Yeah, it trickles down.
Oh, that blight died, right? Ah, I get 7 health.
Right.
Yes.
Good job.
die with my curse on it.
Oh yeah.
My count has you on 30.
Correct.
Nice.
Okay, so where to now?
A break would be nice, I say. I don't think we've had a single real rest.
No.
These ones deserve treat, Cribbit says.
We've got... I guess we could rest in the Madame Eva's camp.
Madame Eva's camp is probably the safest place and the closest.
I'm assuming you would like to check up on Keening?
Yeah, I'd like to make sure he's okay. So, yes, let's call it Madame Eva's camp, much to my chagrin, but let's call it Madame Eva's camp and we can...
Look at the distance. How far away is Eleniel and everybody?
You can't see them. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
Even with double sight, that only gives you 60 feet. You're definitely... Sorry?
120,
baby.
Oh,
well, even with 120, you're much further than that.
Yeah.
But, should we wait here or try and...
They don't know where we've gone. They'll find us at Madame Eva's.
Should not be hard for those ones to find us, Cribbit says, gesturing at the footprints the tree blight left.
I point to the giant holes in the ground.
We could wait here. Yeah, that'll work too.
Let's just... Why don't we head down the path? As in, like, the path that the blight's made.
Okay, yeah.
So, heading further west, back the way you came?
Yeah, following the footprints.
You head back that way, and eventually, in the darkness, you find each other. I would say Tarpos, Eleniel, and... Is that it? Oh, and Goroblushin. No, Goroblushin are walking next to. Tarpos and Eleniel are riding on Solar, and Goroblushin are walking next to it. Actually, before you see each other, you would definitely hear Goroblushin.
Oh, yeah, they are not quiet, are they?
No, they're not.
Rah, 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 you just distantly before you see them.
I'm tuning it out. Pip doesn't even hear it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, tuning them out. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I understand. I'm understanding how we keep getting hit by werewolves.
Yeah, well, because we're not quiet. None of us are. Yeah. We're very annoying.
As you approach them,
Solar bows deeply, which allows Tarpos and Eleniel to very easily hop off hop off his back.
Thank you so much, Solar, for your help.
Solar gives you a deep bow.
Is everybody okay?
They look at each other. Tarpos is kind of fucked up. Eleniel's largely fine.
That's very funny.
Gora Blushin's a bit hurt as well. Tarpos, I suppose, is the most badly damaged. But she, conversely, seems the happiest with the current situation. As she hops off as well, you can hear...
Has she bound his mouth?
So yeah, she blindfolded and gagged him. His head is tied to her belt.
That's awesome.
Congratulations on achieving your goal.
Tarpos just has a big ear-to-ear grin. She's very happy.
I look to Eleniel.
Body, keep going. Head here. She
says. I reach into the backpack and I produce the heart of sap. We got the tree blight? Treant blight?
Tree blight. Just tree a tree blight.
How were the other, the treants?
Eleniel speaks. She says, the treants have returned to the forests in which they came. If you give that to me, though, I will return it to them.
Of course. Was this meant to go to them or the Wizards of Vines?
I think the Wizards of Vines wanted it.
Eleniel looks unhappily at the idea of giving it to the Wizards of the Vines. They did have it once, yes.
Do the treants perhaps know where the third one was? Is another missing one?
Yes, it is in a dark place. This is all I know. The forest will not tell me further.
What is the, if the treants get it, what will they do with it?
They will return it to where it belongs.
Where's that?
In the heart of the forest, with the spirit of the forest. It is...
Checks out.
Where it belongs, and perhaps where it should return, Eleniel says. Tarpos shakes her head. She says, take... Back Strahd get. Make Strahd stronger. Eleniel glances at Tarpos, and you can see there is, like, trouble brewing right now.
Okay.
Eleniel says, Strahd taps into the forest, but it still belongs to the forest.
I understand what you're saying.
With this guy, I, like, gesture to the head on Tarpos's belt.
Yeah.
With this guy out of commission, does that mean the druids are going to be scattered as well?
Druids... disorganized for time, but will return.
How about this, Eleniel? Why don't we hold on to this, the heart, for the time being? I understand that it does belong to the forest, and I believe...
Sort of
please believe me when I say that I would like to return it to the heart of the forest. But if Strahd is tapping into it right now, perhaps it is wiser for us to err on the side of caution. If we can try and get the other one, perhaps we can help the forest another way.
All of them, Eleniel says, belong to the forest, actually.
Yes, and that is what I am saying. If we could try to get the other one, perhaps we can try to strike a deal.
All right.
What kind
Eleniel's of... not going to keep bringing this up,
mm-hmm.
but like a big message appears on your screen. Eleniel will remember that.
Oh, I am no...
Additionally, though, you not giving it to the forest, you get a second little message that says Tarpos will remember that. Tarpos seems happy to not give Strahd back this thing. Yeah.
Eleniel
seems
will remember
unhappy.
That frowny face.
Yeah.
Tarpos will remember that smiley face.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm not saying that we're not going to...
Sorry, I'm just independently keeping track of NPC attitudes towards you.
Yep. Pip will remember that no good wine. Frowny face.
Well, yeah, in addition to that, actually.
Yeah.
Is anyone else here who might care about... Nah, not really.
Pip was the only one excited.
Oh, no, one more thing. Cribbit will remember that positive. He was actually in the negative, so this is good.
Hey!
Cribbit was upset with you because you didn't do a big thing.
Yeah,
I forget what it was, but Cribbit
was upset. With Pip.
Yeah, he was upset with me, really.
Well, this is kind of a measure of the two of you.
Oh, no!
His actions influenced their opinion of me.
Yeah, it's been...
Mamma mia. Damn, we're hitched at the hip.
But yeah, Cribbit is happy that, like, you've caused a bit of a ruckus, I suppose.
Yeah, it is... Maybe seeing the face of Eleniel, I'm not trying to say that we are never going to return this to the heart of the forest. I'm saying that right now, perhaps this is a little bit of a... political What's the equivalent of football right now?
It's a political gnome ball, dude.
Oh, of course. This is a political...
Get a good boy card.
This is a political gnome ball.
Also get a good boy card for trying to deftly... And, I mean, like, you couldn't have succeeded. You were going to piss off someone no matter what. But trying to deftly navigate this situation.
So right now this is a political gnome ball, and there are things at play right now that any decision that we make should not be... One given hastily.
There is literally no excuse or no reasoning you could give. Elainiel is still upset.
Oh, yeah.
She's just not going to bring it up.
Right now, though, I maybe... So if we can... They say that the other heart is in a dark place. Do you know north, south, east, west?
Elainiel shakes her head and she says, The forest is disconnected, disjointed. Strahd has torn at it. Mm. The forest might know, but it will not tell me.
Thank you very much.
Tarpos shrugs. Who care?
All right, Tarpos.
Interesting druid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, she's very unhappy with the forest right now. It's kind of taken a side against her and her father.
Yeah.
Yeah, the forest does seem a little bit corrupted at the moment.
Regardless of what we do with the magic seed, can we find someone to rest, please?
Yeah, so we're heading back to, the Vistani camp. Elainiel, if perhaps take Pip to see
Yenda. I would like
Yenda
to see Keening and Yenda.
Okay. Well, in that case, Elainiel and Pip head off in one direction. Tarpos, at the end of this conversation, Tarpos shifts awkwardly. Quite obviously, she doesn't seem to know what to do with herself right now, and she feels awkward in your group.
Maybe before I head off with Elainiel, I like nudge Hector, and I'm like, you've got to give her the... She doesn't know she's part of your destiny yet.
Right.
And then I'll go to catch up with Elainiel.
Elainiel's not waiting.
I don't know, they're walking in the woods, see Elainiel hasn't moved, shift back, awkward.
I was about to offer you Salah, but I'm like, that maybe draws more attention.
I don't know how to ride a horse.
Yeah, but Elainiel does.
Elainiel doesn't want to share with you. This has been established.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't leave the horse, Elainiel, and Pip on this side of the river, because Elainiel will kill Pip.
Yep. Someone's getting a horse kicked to the head. It's mostly Pip.
Elainiel will kill Pip. The horse will kill Pip.
But if you leave the horse on Elainiel, I guess it's fine, actually.
Pip gets lost in the woods.
Yeah. There's so many little bits of quick math. I'm like, well, first off, Solari's like bright gold, so that's going to draw attention to like maybe some of the Vistani. We don't want... Also, Pip can't ride a horse. Oh, but that's fine, because Elainiel can ride the... Elainiel doesn't want to be with her. I say nothing, but I'm paralyzed for maybe 20 seconds. Yes, of course. Tarpos, I do not know how much you believe in fate or in destiny or in prophecies. But, Cribbit, can you give me the cards?
Cribbit shuffles through his backpack. A bunch of things fall out. He drops like a couple of eggs, which he swears when they crack.
No!
Oh, damn, that sucks for Cribbit.
A roll of lipstick falls out, and then finally he gets the cards and hands them to you.
Thank you. During my time at Barovia, are you from Barovia, or were you trapped here like a lot of us?
Tarpos shrugs and she says, Barovia, what you call it. I, from here, she says.
Right. So before it was Barovia. Okay. Well, during my time, I come from a different place. I've been, I guess, a seer, one of the Vistani seers, Madame Eva.
Every time I know, she says. Heard name.
Every time I see her, she rattles off a list of interesting people that I will meet who she claims will not only help me looking towards the Castle Ravenloft, defeat the... I start looking down at the head.
Oh, she's also plugged his ears.
Is there a way to gouge his ears?
You see massive wads of cotton balls stuffed into his ears.
Right, some of these... These individuals...
Actually, no. You don't see massive wads of cotton balls shoved into his ears. You see two bloody stumps.
Yeah. I was going to say.
That seems more like her speed.
Two railroad spikes in either side, basically.
Look, cutting off your ears doesn't make you unable to hear.
Yeah.
Is there blood coming out of the hole? That's kind of really what I'm looking for.
She's just mutilated the ears.
Okay. So you don't know, maybe he is a spy. It's tricky.
He is. I can write down.
She doesn't seem worried by it. You don't know how worried you should be by it.
I'm very, actually.
Okay.
Tarpos, I understand. Can we maybe get a barrel of water or something that we can put the head in?
Tarpos shrugs. Why?
I don't want them hearing anything we have to say. And...
Oh, okay. She puts up her hand.
Yeah.
She grabs the head. Whack, whack, whack! Eventually, he stops screaming. as limp as a head only can go, he goes unconscious. You both of you see Goroblushin's jaw nearly hit the ground. They're so smitten.
Do I think that?
What a woman!
Yeah, look, I get it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Do I think that would have destroyed the eardrums? Or do I think it's just unconscious now, but in the future it would be able to hear us?
Well, if you'd like, you could make a medicine check.
Yeah, I'll make a quick medicine, just idly while I'm
watching.
Are you
still here?
Yeah, I'm hanging around. Elendriel didn't go, so...
Elendriel's not waiting.
Oh, I thought you said Elendriel was sticking around.
No.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. And I'm not here, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Make a mental note that we need to address that at some point, because that's not good.
Just fire an arrow through the ear holes. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to do that as well, she's not going to object.
Oh,
You want as well?
I might leave that to Pip.
Like stress ball.
It basically is. Oh, wow.
House rules.
Okay. Right, so Madam Eva, yes, I need to leave this place. There is I've made a promise to a friend to help her get her father back. And Madam Eva said that what I need is people to help. And every time I see her, she gives me these cards. And one of them is, well, it is you. I give her the outcast. She said that you had been outcast from your community, and that we were to hurry, and that a raven would bring me to you. And well, we got to you through the ravens. They directed Muriel, if you recall.
Tarpos puts up a hand. Destiny, general, ravens, whatever. You want to kill? And she gestures towards Castle Ravenloft. Fine, I help.
Good.
That was easy.
Well, welcome to the team.
She looks at you. We will die.
One of us already has.
But, she pats the head, we'll die first.
Suppose there is worse ways to go. Well, thank you. Are you okay being around, like, I just gesture to civilization? Like, near the, you know, near Valakai? And all this?
Never been in, but nothing against.
We're not allowed in. It is a whole thing.
Ah.
I'll tell you about it on...
Where? She says, gesturing, like, including herself?
You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll fill you in on some of the details while we head to Madame Eva's.
You head off to Madame Eva's. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. in the forest, Elainiel has... maybe this is, I think, the third time now you're coming this path.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more familiar to you at this point. You can see that Elainiel has, at this point, you've done it enough times to note that you're going in the same direction, but Elainiel is never taking exactly the same path. At a certain point, Elainiel grabs you and both of you crouch low, and she waits, and you see a hooded figure pass by. They look around, and you genuinely, you're not sure how any of Strahd's agents could have possibly known that you were coming this way. It feels like almost like they must just be patrolling this fucking forest. But anyway, they look around for you. They can't find either of you, and they keep moving. And then Elainiel keeps taking you along.
Cool.
And eventually you reach that clearing with Elainiel's hidden little campsite. When you arrive, you can see that there is a fire going along merrily.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you hear from the other edge of the clearing, oh, you're bloody back. You see Yender Brightmoon coming into the clearing with a bundle of sticks and wood for the fire.
Yeah, it's been a whole thing, Yender. But yeah, we wanted to check on Keening.
I guess something happened with the town. Just my ticker, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I just felt a sudden, like someone was stabbing me in the heart.
Yeah, well, there was a big tree.
Uh-huh.
A very big tree. And a bunch of smaller trees that were still quite big. Yes, we ended up in town accidentally, was fighting the tree. But we got out in the end.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear.
We're heading on to, well, I don't know what the next step is. Kuchery, perhaps?
You were going originally, wasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone else is at Madame Eva's camp, but I wanted to make sure that nothing had happened.
All right. Well, it's interesting you're here.
Yeah.
She looks a little awkward for the first time ever. Normally she's quite the people person.
Is everything okay? Or?
Well, yeah, everything's fine. Going swimmingly, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. She says, I've just been, he's awake.
That's unexpected.
Yeah, he was helping me get some wood. He'll be here in a minute, she says.
Oh, fuck. Pip, like, just sort of flumped down by the fire.
You realize Yendra now is obviously awkward because quite obviously she knows at least a little bit about your backstory now.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. You hear some rustling at the edges of the clearing. Ah, Kanan, you're back. You won't believe it. Awesome. They've come back. Elainiel's here. You remember I was telling you about Elainiel, the wolf, the elf, and then your friend as well, she says.
Maybe I go up to run, basically. But then the moment he steps into the clearing, I just sit back down on, like, the log or whatever.
You hear, he doesn't say anything. You just hear the slow crunching and then jingling of his spurs. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And then with, obviously, because he only has the one arm, just some sticks and twigs and whatnot bundled underneath that arm with his good hand, Keening walks around.
Hi.
You look into his face, he looks into yours. He's a little pale.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like he's at full health yet, but he's up and walking.
I'm sorry about the hand, Keening.
Keening looks down at the stump.
Much fucking history.
Keening looks down at the stump, looks up at you, and says,
I understand. It had to be done.
He drops his sticks and twigs and whatnot into the pile that Yendra has made.
I'll be right back.
He turns and walks away.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, Adam. Maybe, like, for the first time, Pip remembers that Yendra and Elainiel are here and just like, oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad he's okay. Elainiel, perhaps we should reconvene with the others.
Elainiel looks at you, and she knows at least a little bit of your history. She probably knows more than Yenda's.
Yeah.
You can see, she just has a stony-eyed expression. Maybe a little bit of that old venom has come back out as well, because
It's all brought up, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of been relitigated what happened. Elainiel, with a cold, icy venom that you didn't realize had left her voice in the last few days. With that, with it returned, she says, yes, let us head back.
Okay, I'm just in silence, sort of shocked. Pip was not expecting to see Keening alive. It was safe when Keening was unconscious. It was safe, but now he's confronted with it all again, and everything, I had so many things I was going to say to Yenda and Elainiel. I was like, this is what Pip was thinking. Pip was like, is it safe for Hector, who currently is possessed by a dark god, to have the Heart of Sap? Is that something we should be concerned about? To, like, look at everyone's allegiances? But all of that is just completely gone out of Pip, and I just walk behind Elainiel in, like, silence, basically.
All right. Elainiel and Pip return back to Valakai, and I assume you're heading in the direction of Madame Eva's wagon. Meanwhile, you just walk around the edges of Valakai. You can see that there are some guards on the walls who shadow your group, obviously just keeping an eye on you.
And then this piece of shit burgomaster is like, You need to kill this woman for us. And I didn't really want to do her his dirty work, so I say, no, I don't want to do this. And then Pip, for some fucking reason, agrees to it all and, of course, shakes his hand. And that is when, apparently, something called a geese... A geese? I don't know. I thought it was a bird, but apparently it's called a geese.
You know when you get trapped in a conversation? That is what has happened to Tarpos. Even with her massive muscle-bound frame, she is terrified of being socially awkward. So she simply just nods and doesn't really say anything, even though this conversation does not really make sense to her.
That's fair.
That's very funny.
Yeah, like I guess... Also, we're at this gesticulating with like one hand, but maybe holding Pop the chicken with the other one. That I'm assuming
Tarpos
I've been.
Maybe mirrors your actions.
Oh, this is great! I think I'm getting her on side.
Yeah.
She's literally just mirroring your actions. But if you spend even a moment looking at her face, you realize she's kind of in fight or flight right now.
Perfect.
Awesome.
And yeah, I will head up to Madame Eva's inner camp.
You can see it looks like they are maybe slowly in the process of packing up. It's certainly not as established as it was the last time you were here. Not that it was that established, that only just moved. But you can see that they are kind of no longer living in tents or anything like that. All of that has been packed up and they're kind of living in their wagons. It looks like they're getting ready to leave any day now, maybe.
Okay.
As you approach, you see the welcome face of Jackson Bailey.
Jackson, it is so nice to see you again.
A pleasure to meet you as well. Mm. Please, come. We have a fire. You should share it with us.
Ah, yes, I would appreciate that. We are unexpectedly back in the beautiful shadow of Valakai.
I can see this. I can see this. Yes, we heard.
Yes.
We heard your arrival. Everyone did.
Yes, I would never expect to put a lumberjack on a skill sheet of mine, but here we are, Felder Tree. Yes.
I heard it was a big tree.
Yes.
Crazy.
A tree blight.
All right. Mm.
I do the gesture of, like, if that means anything to you.
Well, it sounds like a good story. Please, come. Tell it by the fire.
It's concerning to imagine the citizens of Valakai chopping up that tree blight to make houses.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, like,
it's
shit.
In their town. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. You're not going to get rid of it.
The tree blight bleeds. That's awful.
It's going to be like firewood of,
you light it to fire and,
The smell of iron, burning iron.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's blood smell like when it burns?
That ain't got a black pudding.
Tree black pudding. What if they eat it?
I don't know what we've done. We've done. Well, it's not our problem. We're not allowed in town. So.
Yeah, not your problem.
Well, we can't do anything to help.
Yeah,
we told.
Wish I could, but. Yeah.
You sit around the fire, have a short tale.
Yeah, so we had to. So we with Madame Eva's, I guess, advice, warning, prophecy, we rushed to the Wizards of Wine because we were so distraught that something was there. And. We stumbled upon a place called Yesterhill, where the Druids were summoning tree blight. It is what they summoned. And
you hear a soft jingling while you're telling the story. You hear a soft jingling noise, and you look over to Madame Eva's cabin to see, for the first time ever, her outside of her cabin.
Whoa.
Her wispy, frail frame slowly makes itself over towards the fire. The other Vistani here are. Similarly, just as shocked as you are that Madame Eva is here, none of them say anything, but she slowly makes her way and then joins you in the circle around the fire. You can continue your story.
Just like looking around, anyone addressing this?
No, none of the Vistani say anything.
Yeah.
And okay. So yes, we were there to try and stop them from summoning this tree, but we failed. And then it was in Pip's. If you've ever spoken to him, he'll talk at length about the Emmanuel de Monster. And to stop this thing, we had to go and let us. So you love rituals, yes? Everyone here loves rituals. It was Treant High or Treant Low. Searching for it, a treant ear, I hear I must find a body of water close by.
As you're saying this, they start playing instruments. It kind of slowly turns into a song.
It was to find a you need to get it. Was it? What was it? That's right. It was a robin. If you were to, yes. Once the water, I do get near ground. Come close. I have to go near, in the air or up a tree. It's right. A robin with a red chest. I see. And this is the best part. This is the best part. Robin, or other bird.
Ba-ding! Cribbit starts playing as well. He joins in.
Please help my cries be heard. I need a creature made of wood. Are there any in this neighborhood? If the treant wishes to be known, the robin or whatever... was to go and yes, so yes, if you understand what that could possibly be, that is what we did. Pip did it. Does anyone want to guess what kind of bird he saw?
As you ask that question, Pip, you and Elaine will join everyone else at the fire as
could
well.
Can I overhear them singing the riddle?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyone want to guess? Anyone? What it was? Not a robin.
Ooh, Cribbit puts up his hand.
Yes, Cribbit. What was it?
It was a raven.
Incorrect. It was not a raven.
Oh fuck!
Anybody want to a robin, or whatever? Anyone want to guess what the whatever was?
A bunch of the Vistani guess. Mm. Was it the robin? Was it this? Mm. Was it that? One of them eventually says, "Was it the vulture?"
You are correct, sir. A vulture. Not a robin. Doesn't even look at the same size of a robin. Apparently it had a beautiful bird. He recognized it by the bird song of a vulture.
One of the Vistani leans over to another one of the Vistani and says, "Did you know that the vultures are the most common bird in Barovia?" The other one thinks for a second, "That can't be true."
Vultures are just such the wrong bird as well. They're such a desert bird, but here they are.
What are those? Wooded vultures, yes, I guess. Oh, Pip, you're back.
Yeah, yeah.
How is everybody?
Everyone's good. Everyone's good.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Doing all right?
Elenia looks a bit more upset than she is normally, and she's normally kind of always upset.
Yeah, I'm fine. Why is Madame Eva out of her house?
I saw within the stars that tonight I would sit by this fire.
Yeah, well, that explains it.
Yes, it's nice to see you out of your wagon, Madame Eva. We did not expect to be back so soon.
It is fate,
she simply says.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
She has in her hands, you can see she's slowly shuffling them, the Taraka deck.
Time for another reading, I say to you, Hector.
I look at Madame Eva. I've not even finished with the last one.
Maybe you're getting them all at once. That would be simple.
She shakes her head slowly and says, "Your futures have been exhausted for now. I cannot read them. Not for a little while longer."
Okay.
But if you wish... Well.
She gestures to the entire party. "I could tell you the futures of anyone else here."
Oh.
Maybe I, like, put my hand on the small of Kerbert's back.
"I have the energies for four."
Sounds up your alley, right, Kerbert?
Kerbert kind of, like, shrugs a little bit, and he says, "This one does not want spoilers."
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess, well, not Kerbert. Well, to be honest, I've always wanted to ask you. Everybody I've seen to have met, with the majority anyway, you've told me I would meet them and they would help me, except for you, Pip.
Yeah, I don't really feature in your destiny. I'm just here, I suppose.
Madame Eva smiles to herself.
If he is here before you, how is he not already featured in your destiny?
No card.
I guess you are right, Pip. Perhaps.
Oh,
gesture to Madame Eva.
Madame Eva holds out the deck and says, "Would you like to draw?"
I'd like to put my hand over her head to, like, close it over the deck.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my fair share of destiny. Thank you, Madame Eva.
Madame Eva retracts the deck and shrugs.
What about you, Tarpos?
Tarpos shrugs.
Don't believe.
she says, but not too scared to draw.
Oh.
Gorob and Lushan start. Gorob and Lushan look at you, Pip, and they do this. It's weird because they're both pointing a finger at you.
I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up! And I'll take a card.
All right, you draw a card, and do you show it to the rest of the people? Or do you look at it first?
I'll look at it myself first.
It's a blank card.
Then I show it to everyone else.
All of the Vistani, including Madame Eva, grow very still and silent.
Is this meant to have the rules on it or something?
There is no blank card in the Taroka deck.
Then what do I have?
Your future is either unreadable or it does not exist.
I, like, hand Madame Eva back the card. Maybe I look to you, Hector. I'm like, see, this is why I don't like doing this.
It's like staring, like, wide.
Madame Eva does not accept the card. She says,
the card is yours.
I don't want it.
Do with it what you will.
Cribbit?
Cribbit nods and opens his backpack.
I'll put it in. But I kind of, like, throw it in, like, it's almost like it's dirty for me.
Sure. Well, yeah. Cribbit does not have an organizational system, so your card lands on top. Your card lands on top of every napkin Cribbit has ever used.
Imagine as I throw it in, it glides past the open lipstick. It just gets a line on it. Whoop.
It glides. Yeah, your card lands on top of every napkin Cribbit has ever used.
Yeah.
A presumably love letter, but definitely not Cribbit's and not one that he has sent, and then what is left of his eggs.
Oh. He's wrapped them in some padding.
Yeah, Cribbit, they are just loose in his
backpack. Oh, boy.
Loose eggs.
He
Cribbit.
Closes his Cribbit, backpack and puts them back on.
His most used spell is prestidigitation. Get the egg off everything.
Why get the egg off everything?
Oh, sorry. Tongue. Yeah, his most used spell is
his tongue. Suck the egg out of his backpack. Yuck.
Madam Eva looks at you, Hector, and says,
that was one.
I guess I point over to Gorob and Lushan. Do they count for two?
They are but one.
Well, look, who else... Gorob, Lushan, Eleniel.
Well, who are you picking first?
You're asking them if anyone is objecting.
Gorob and Lushan shrug and say, "We would like to know our future." And then both of their eyes quickly glance at Tarpos and glance back.
That's awesome.
Gorob, Lushan.
They grab a card, bring it to their two faces, both hands fighting over the card, nearly tearing it in half. But then they flip it around to show everyone else. Torturer!
That doesn't seem like a very good card to get.
The card depicts, you can see in the background of the card, there is quite obviously some sort of dungeon space. The foreground of the card shows a person with obviously cruel intentions on their face and holding many dark implements in front of them. They, as the card moves, they pick up implements, look at them, and then put them back down. Madam Eva speaks.
Torturer, you inflict pain on those around you, but more so on those closest to you. Your reasons for this are your own, but know that you can stop at any time.
Just maybe like... Maybe,
I don't get it!
Maybe just like nodding along, but like that's not even cryptic. That's easy to figure that out.
Description of our companions.
Yeah, not get them. Yeah, okay. No.
Gorob and Lushan begin an argument over how... Gorob clearly says, this is inscrutable! No one could understand! Lushan slaps him in the face and says... How are you this daft? Of course, one day when I return as Wizard Supreme, I will be given Court Torturer, the most prestigious of all positions.
That's an interesting thing to learn about, Lushan.
I guess the dwarves have a Court Torturer. That is nice to know.
Huh.
Right.
These dwarves do. Well, who knows what they? Who knows what they're saying is true.
Right, well, that's two. Eleniel or Tarpos?
Eleniel shrugs. She seems just as disinterested in this as several other people. As Pip, specifically, She draws a card, looks at it, scoffs to herself like she thinks it's funny, and then shows it to everyone else. It says, Executioner.
Oh.
The picture is, in the background, a hangman's noose, and in the foreground is a very unpleasant-looking man with a hood and then stitches closing one of their eyes taut.
Mm.
Executioner, you will kill many people in your travels. Some will deserve it, and some will not. My advice, keep your hands from vengeance. Hands free of vengeance. Keep a mind free of regret.
Elainiel does not look like she's going to put much stock in that.
Maybe Pip's giving her a glance as the guard's being read out.
Yeah.
I might be giving... didn't believe in this.
Well,
yeah. I think I might be giving Pip a glance of worry of like...
A little looking down the line.
Yeah.
All right, it's Cribbit or Tarpos. Well, Tarpos does not seem to care.
Cribbit didn't seem interested.
Cribbit didn't want to.
Cribbit doesn't want spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, well, Tarpos.
But I'm letting you know, Cribbit's card is incredible.
Cribbit doesn't...
Cribbit doesn't want,
we're
not want
it. Cribbit will remember this.
Yeah.
Cribbit will remember this. Yeah, all right.
So, and I guess we have one more, Tarpos.
Tarpos draws her card, looks at it, thinks about it for a second. You can see she's mulling it over in her head, and then she shows it to everyone else. It says healer. Depicted on the card, you can see someone quite clearly laid out on some sort of gurney or table or something like that. And it looks, there is a person standing behind them. It looks like they are channeling magic into them. As the card slowly moves, you can see for the first time ever the weave of magic being sent into someone from someone else.
Healer, your destiny is to bring good health to the world. But a healer's task is never done. So how you measure your success is up to you.
Tarpos nods slowly. Destiny. Bullshit. Advice may be good.
I nod. I like Tarpos. She's a straightforward lady, and I appreciate that in a place like Barovia where everyone talks in riddles, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So is the plan to stay the night here?
I assume so, because otherwise we'd be spending the night on the road, right?
Yeah. I guess if I guess we'll have to probably sit around as we're sitting around the campfire. As is Madame Eva just also just sort of sitting there, chilling.
She sits, she chills, she talks with the other Vistani and any member of your party who engages her in conversation.
I guess so
she puts her pants on. One leg at a time, just like any other one of us. Even though she knows every day whether or not she's going to.
Wow.
Whoa.
Deep. Okay, so there's, I guess, taking stock of the situation. So we need to head to Kuchery.
Yeah.
To see what is going on with Perrin and Esmeralda.
It has been a while. Yeah.
I didn't
also must visit Wizards of Wines. Complete the narrative arc, he says.
Oh, right. Actually, yes. Perhaps Jackson, if he's here.
Yeah, he's here, yeah.
If you don't mind, could you perhaps get go into Valakai or get someone to go into Valakai to...
Get Danny.
Yes, Danny or one of the Martikov families. Appreciative.
We would not be able to do this until tomorrow morning, and... Unfortunately, we plan on leaving by before light tomorrow morning. I would not be able to do this for you. I would recommend, if you needed to get a message to them, to perhaps beseech the town guard. Or alternatively, people come and go during the morning hours. You should be able to find someone else.
Elainiel, you can send a message.
Elainiel nods. She wasn't part of the group, was she?
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah, like, if she enters in, it doesn't affect you, does it?
No,
she didn't make a deal,
so,
did she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think she wasn't
part of that group.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't make a deal. She can go in.
Yeah.
I mean, you've also got someone else who can go in, but you don't know that right now.
But then again, also, does she want to go in and talk to
them? Yeah, you're kind of asking her to go against them. Yeah.
Look, we won't ask Elainiel.
I mean, you could. she quite clearly, if the need arises or if she wants to badly enough, she can quite clearly get in and out.
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah.
true. Yes, Elainiel, you can send a message. Or Gorob and Lush could go in.
Yeah, Gorob and Lush as well, actually. Yeah, absolutely. Both of them. You could send either one of them.
Yeah. I largely stay quiet. Pip's been rattled this night, so
yeah.
He's going to leave the decision making up to everyone else.
Well, yes, we need to get a message in the morning to them or now, whatever. What else do we have? So, and plus we need to get to Kutcheri. It's the Amber Temple there, dealing with whatever that is. I should have mentioned. I didn't really think it was time to mention it, but before when I was trying to summon a steed, when Solar came, I initially tried for Orion, but Orion could not come, which is dealing with the divine magics. It means there was a problem there. Either
does it mean they're dead?
That is one option, yes.
Oh.
Either they died or they're trapped or something.
Well,
but I'm assuming Esmeralda or...
They'll know what happened, at the very least.
Yes.
Is it not the situation where if your horse dies here, it just returns to wherever it came from?
Potentially, but you remember when we were in the tower? There was that like an anti-magic zone.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
if anything were to have happened to Orion then well, they're trapped, so they couldn't.
Yeah, well, I... Yeah.
So something...
Yeah, well, yeah, it's...
So there's that. There's also... Well, I mean, I hope Woken is okay.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Oh.
Well enough to join us, though.
Is he conscious?
Yeah, he's he's up and about.
Right.
Well, so,
I
don't think he's well enough.
Cribbit's staring at you.
I would not say he's well enough to join us.
Probably not, but I would like to have a conversation.
Does this one detect a complicated love situation?
Pip doesn't even... Cribbit's face sort of sliding in past Pip's head.
Cribbit, you can hear the sound of like pen on paper. Hang on. It's gonna be, let me give you some lovely Foley work.
Thank you.
Well, of course, he would still need to rest, but perhaps he in his travels, did he ever go to the Amber Temple?
Did he, as far as I know, Adam?
And Keening at no point went to the Amber Temple, but he did know of it as a thing and a possibility. Yeah. Kutcheri and the Amber Temple were kind of largely off your radar.
Yeah, yeah.
They're quite remote, and anyone that you, or anyone Keening certainly spoke to, said it wasn't worth the investment.
There's not much. I mean, we never went that far south.
You know, Keening knew a lot of things you didn't because... the Way of the Feather were a lot friendlier with Keening than they ever were with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps
yeah.
they knew.
Yeah.
Either way, it'd be very important to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you're right. Perhaps before we head off, a brief rendezvous. Yeah. Yep. And then Kutcheri, that's where your destiny lies. Yes. There's three cards you've yet to cash in.
I nod.
Yeah. Yep. I might head to bed.
All right.
I'll find a tent somewhere and just crash.
Yeah.
It's been a big day. Killed a tree in the morning. Fell off a cliff last night. It's been a huge day for
you're
Pip.
Exhausted.
Pip's fucked.
I always forget how exhausted you are.
Yeah. I'm fucking knackered.
Yeah. Well, if when he goes to bed... Eleniel, do you mind taking me to Woken?